This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Shh, you won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus, only at Costco.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Adobe Acrobat Studio, so brand new.
Show me all the things PDFs can do.
Do your work with ease and speed.
PDF Spaces is all you need.
Do hours of research in an instant.
With key insights from an AI assistant.
Pick a template with a click.
Now your prezzo looks super slick.
Close that deal, yeah, you won.
Do that, doing that, did that, done. Now you can do that with Acrobat. Now you can do that
with the all-new Acrobat. It's time to do your best work with the all-new Adobe Acrobat Studio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And we continue with our American stories. Everyone's a New Yorker on Thanksgiving Day, when young and old rise early to see what giant new balloons will fill the skies for Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Our next story is about the man who first invented these upside-down puppets. His name, Tony Sarg. Here to tell the story is Deborah Sorensen, curator of exhibitions at the Nantucket Historical Association, where their exhibition, Tony Sarg, Genius at Play, is the first comprehensive exhibition exploring his life. Let's take a listen to the story.
Tony Sarg is a really remarkable early 20th century commercial artist and entrepreneur who was born in Guatemala to a family that was a German father and English mother in 1880. And whenever he was around 7 years old, they moved back to Germany and where he could attend a military school. He inherited a number of toys from his grandmother, who was also an artist, quite well known, Mary Ellen Best. She is a remarkable watercolorist. And so as a child, he loved playing with her marionettes and mechanical toys and always just had a fascination with how things worked and were put together. Had a very mechanical mind, but was also very artistic. So he kind of blended these two halves of kind of the right and the left brain of being very technical, but also very creative. Whenever he was a teen and actually was commissioned as a lieutenant in the German army. He was always sketching. He was self-taught. This is something that people are always surprised by when they come through the exhibition, because the quality of his work, even just as a child, the early sketches he did, but then definitely as he was growing into adulthood, are very skillful and very sophisticated. And so he resigned his commission against his father's wishes, by all accounts, and moved himself to London to pursue a career as a professional artist. And it was really the golden age of commercial illustration. You had print media circulating that needed visuals. You had artists working, sketching, visiting theater productions, which is something that Tony Sarg did, documenting those events. So this is 1905. He's in London. He watched other artists that were more well established and saw that they had ways of promoting themselves that were indirect, that they were not able, or it was considered, as he put it, quote, unethical, to self-promote as an artist, to try to go out and seek work for yourself. But if you could have a party trick or invite people to your salon or have ways to get your name in the air, as he described it, you could make good connections and you would solicit new commissions. And he looked about for something that might work for him, saying that he was a shy individual, which I find very hard to believe. But he turned to puppetry, and the kind of inspiring situation, or the thing that actually launched this, was on assignment. He went to a performance by Thomas Holden's Marionettes and was completely fascinated, and it revived kind of this childhood fascination with puppets and toys. And he returned again and again after being rebuffed by the performers who would not share their secrets with him. He's like, well, I guess I will just watch the show as many times as I can. And he figured it out for himself. Went back to his studio and started to experiment. He invents a new controller that can hold up to 24 strings. Prior to that, you might have one controller that has just a few strings on either side that has a limited range of movement. And that his innovation was to have more points of contact, more ability for more subtle movements. But I do know that that controller, that T-shaped controller that he, airplane-shaped controller, is something that's still used today. It was not in use before his creation of it. And as he gains the skills, he starts to invite people to his studio, put on small performances, realizes that puppetry could be his hook, his way of gathering new contacts and promoting himself, and does really well. And basically would have continued along those lines as an illustrator, doing a side hustle, if you will, of marionettes, if not for World War I. And being of German heritage and anti-German sentiment that is, of course, spreading at this time, he decides to relocate himself, as well as by now he has a wife and a young daughter, to New York. And they, in 1915, emigrate to the United States. And once he's there, he's now a 10-year veteran of kind of commercial art and illustration. He's fairly well known. He starts doing illustrations for popular humorists like Irvin Cobb, settles in Greenwich Village in the city, gets to know everybody in the in that kind of artistic bohemian community in the late teens now, establishes a studio in the Flatiron Building. He brings people into his studio. He puts on impromptu marionette performances, delighting all sorts of publishers, newspapermen. There are a number of publications that were headquartered in the Flatiron at the time. So a theatrical producer wants to invest in him, launches the Tony Sarg Marionettes Company, starts performing in theaters in the city, but then eventually makes his way to Broadway, is all the while receiving really incredible press for his tricks that he puts on stage. You have marionettes that are smoking, you have marionettes that are juggling, playing piano, spinning on stools, really remarkable feats that people can't figure out, are very humorous and very original. So unlike in London, as soon as he starts to establish something in New York, his name is the brand. He becomes the brand. So it's Tony Sarg's Marionettes is the company. That leads to a touring company in 1921. He takes that success and that name recognition and starts a series of short films, animated cartoons, that between 1921 and 23 take his name to all of the city locations where his company is now traveling and puts them in lights with a new cartoon series, so which is the Tony Sarg's Almanac series. So he went from New York theaters to national theaters to national movie theaters, and it's Tony Sarg's Marionettes, Tony Sarg's Almanac. By then he publishes his Tony Sarg's Marionette book, revealing all of his secrets of how he produces all of the marionettes that people are seeing. When they're able to go visit in their own towns, now they have that kind of behind the scenes inside scoop. And instead of it being a limiting factor or keeping people from coming out, they're more interested and intrigued in actually seeing the work he's doing. So he's a very savvy businessman and also just a believer in spreading his knowledge. So by 1923, it's not terribly surprising that the R.H. Macy Company would approach him to then design mechanical or puppets for their display windows. So in 1923, they've built this new, the world's largest department store in New York. They have all of this window real estate, and they go to kind of the master showman himself. And they said, okay, we want Tony Sarg window displays. Like, that's going to open our brand new store. It's going to kick off the holiday season. And so in 1923, he does this spectacular fairy tale inspired, I don't remember how many windows it is. It's like 66 feet long or something like that, full of moving mechanical puppets. It was like a revolving platform and all sorts of mechanical components with this fairy tale setting.
And you've been listening to Deborah Sorensen tell the story of Tony Sarg. And like so many stories about people who were pioneers in their field on this show, from the Wright brothers to Irving Berlin, Sarg was self-taught. And when we come back, we're going to learn about how that initial visit with Macy's to help with their store windows turned into those upside-down puppets we've all come to know and love on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The story continues, Tony Sarg's story, that is, here on Our American Stories.
Then the space hamster flew his hot air balloon all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Where did that story come from? Book? Dream? Nope, it came from a conversation. Meet Miko Mini Plus, the AI companion that co-creates personalized story adventures with your child in real time.
What color was the hamster's cape? And what did he pack for lunch?
Unlock your child's imagination. Discover Miko Mini Plus and the magic of AI, exclusively at Costco.
Adobe Acrobat Studio, so brand new.
Show me all the things PDFs can do.
Do your work with ease and speed.
PDF Spaces is all you need.
Do hours of research in an instant.
With key insights from an AI assistant.
Pick a template with a click.
Now your Prezo looks super slick.
Close that deal, yeah, you won.
Do that, doing that, did that, done. Now you can do that with Acrobat. Now you can do that with the all-new Acrobat.
It's time to do your best work with the all-new Adobe Acrobat Studio.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant is synonymous with keeping a forest healthy. And we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
And we continue with Our American Stories and Tony Sarg's story. In 1923, Macy's in New York City, their flagship store still today, commissioned puppeteer Tony Sarg to create an animated holiday window display for their brand new department store. Let's continue with this story from Deborah Sorensen. She's the curator of exhibitions at the Nantucket Historical Association.
The following year, Macy's company inaugurates their first Christmas parade. And the goal of the parade at that time was to lead you to the display windows. It was basically, we're going to march to the store, reveal the windows, and then you can come inside, right? So the function of the parade was literally just to guide you to the display. It was a circus theme that first year. They had animals from the Central Park Zoo. Actual animals included. Didn't go very well. There weren't balloons yet, but Tony Sarg did design floats and all sorts of very strange figures like giant heads and costumes. They were called almost from the very beginning the Grotesques. It was Tony Sarg's Grotesques for some reason. So 1924, you have this parade. You have Sarg designing materials for the parade and also the windows. So his role is now expanding. There's a bit of a hiatus with other individuals kind of coming in to do work for the parade. But by the time you get to 1927, Sarg is back and he takes kind of control of it again and introduces his first balloon characters. But at this time, they're held up on poles. So they're inflated rubber figures, but they are not helium filled. They're not floating on ropes and strings. They're just sort of, they're heavy. They're being carried. The story that you hear is that the balloons, because they were lower to the ground, were hard to see. I find that not so accurate because they're still very big and it's no different than a float, right? So, but that's the excuse or a justification for the following year, working to produce a larger inflated helium-filled balloon that uses rubberized silk. And beginning in the 1927, the partnership that Sarg forms is actually with the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company in Akron, Ohio. And they're the ones who are producing the balloons. So Sarg would do the designs. The rubber would be designed, these kind of spherical forms that then are turned into patterns, cut out on these huge scale, pasted together. It's like rubber cement that's putting them together. Painted. They were, you know, assembled at the Goodyear airship, you know, air dock, where they're building Zeppelins is also where they're building these balloon figures. So 1927, they bring the figures. They're popular, but weird, because at the time they were not copyrighted figures like today that are coming from branded things. They were imaginary. So they're all sorts of storybook characters more than anything that Sarg is creating, which is in keeping with the types of plays that his marionette company is doing. They're doing lots of traditional folk tales and stories. And so he's building upon characters that are in those. Very popular, but there's only a few of these large balloons in the parade at first. It's not as though the entire parade is filled with balloons like we see more today. The thing to know about early parades, this is about 1928 to 1932, is they actually released the balloons after the parade. So they would let them go, untether them, fly up in the air. There's great photographs showing these balloons up by the Empire State Building. and they would have tags attached to them offering a reward right by the Macy's store for people who would let them know where they were found. And there's some photographs of Tony Sarg in the newspaper handing a $100 check to a young man who found a particular balloon in a field in New Jersey. So it's hard to imagine that happening today. And even at the time, it was not safe. There were balloons that caught fire in power lines. There was a balloon that was visible by airplanes and in 1931 actually collided with an airplane, which is what prompted them to stop doing this practice. The plane nosedived, but they were able to recover. It was a student pilot. So they even had to release statements ahead of that saying, pilots, don't try to catch the balloons for the reward, because they thought that might happen, and it did. So it's kind of crazy to think about these early years of the Macy's parade and Tony Sarg's involvement. He was very much the celebrity at the helm of creating these spectacles and led them for the rest of his life. He was involved in designing balloons, in particular with one of his colleagues, a puppeteer named Bill Baird, who was kind of a primary point of contact and colleague working with the Goodyear Company. Is known for the Sound of Music, Lonely Goat Herd, marionette scene.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, 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 ooh, ooh. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, lay, lay.
Those are from Bill Baird. So, but he got his beginning with Tony Sarg and specifically with the Macy's Parade, developing and designing these huge balloons. And he's also credited with the notion of them as quote unquote upside down marionettes. When you see them in motion, there is something really magical about it, just like he had done with marionettes. If I could add more tethers and strings, there are that many more points of movement and the illusion of life that could be manifest. So let's have more points of attachment. Let's have longer lines. Let's create a system in which the pieces themselves are bigger and there's more surface area to move around to create that sense of life. And I think it's amazing to think of how much he accomplished in his own life. And I always liken him to a Walt Disney before Walt Disney. And there were a lot of points of contact between Sarg and Disney starting very early in the 1920s, going all the way through the 30s. Sarg's development of a name brand and putting the Tony Sarg this and Tony Sarg that above everything he did is very much what you see happening with Walt Disney later. You get the Walt Disney's X or Walt Disney's Pinocchio, Walt Disney's what have you. And it's very much along the same lines. And in the 1930s, you even have Tony Sarg producing marionettes for the Madame Alexander Doll Company. And they're successful, and immediately it goes to Walt Disney after that, and they become Walt Disney characters. And that shift towards branded characters, which Disney represents, versus the brand of the creator of Tony Sarg, that's the transition you start to see even within their lifetime, because Tony Sarg is involved in creating the first Walt Disney balloons for the Macy's Day Parade. There are books published of Mickey and Minnie go to Macy's in the early 30s, and they go and they meet Tony Sarg, who's creating their own balloons for the parade. So you have the Disney characters meeting their maker, but it's not Walt Disney, it's Tony Sarg making the balloons. And beyond the Macy's book, in some instances, they're immediately following the success of what Sarg produced, turns to Walt Disney. The marionette book that Sarg published in 1921 and had sample plays at the back. Snow White is one of the plays that's in the back of that particular book. The degree to which Walt Disney looked to stories that were familiar, folk tales that were familiar, most of them had also, for the past 15 years, been touring the country with Tony Sarg's marionette company. So they weren't unknown stories. They had been appearing in his books, in his marionette companies, in his wallpaper designs, Alice in Wonderland. You have all sorts of stories that then become Walt Disney classics. Not to say they were pre-existing properties. It's not like Tony Sarg invented them, but he popularized them. And it was only natural then that you would have an individual who's themselves trying to popularize something take, well, this is familiar. It's been touring the country with Tony Stark's marionettes for the last 10 years. So there's all these sorts of amazing points of connection between the two of them. And then as the years go on and you get into the post-war years of television in particular, that's when Disney is able to transform this approach to popular culture and really become the person we know. And I think had Tony Stark lived beyond 1942, whenever he passed away following a surgery for a ruptured appendix, had he lived beyond the World War II kind of era, everybody would know who he is. There is no doubt. He was a popular figure on radio shows of the day. He would have been so on television, no question. Extremely charismatic individual who really left a remarkable legacy that I hope more people can learn about.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Deborah Sorensen. She's the curator of exhibitions at the Nantucket Historical Association, where their exhibition, Tony Stark, Genius at Play, is the first comprehensive exhibition exploring his life. And what a life story to go from, well, just amateur puppeteer to creating the most iconic puppets of all time. And let's face it, that's what these are. The story of Tony Stark, the story of the upside down puppets and how they came to be. And in the end, the story of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade here on Our American Stories.
You won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus. Only at Costco.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stashterms.
The only thing between you and your best self is a start button. This Black Friday, explore the world with Nordic Track. From the peaks of Peru to the streets of Paris, every workout moves you somewhere new with iFit trainers leading the way. The equipment's amazing, smooth, quiet, and those screens make it all feel real. Ready to start your next workout adventure with the number one treadmill brand in the U.S.? Shop NordicTrack.com for Black Friday savings. Nordic Track. Train anywhere, explore everywhere.
Bring incredible sound into every corner of your home this holiday with the new WIM Sound Smart Speaker. Get high-resolution audio with a 1.8-inch touchscreen, smart control, and modern design in one powerful speaker for just $299. From quiet mornings to lively holiday gatherings, WIM Sound makes every moment sound better and feel better, too. Get the gift of the season for the music enthusiast in your life or for yourself. WIM Sound. Beautifully designed. Effortlessly connected. Shop now at Amazon and search WIM Sound. That's WIMSOUND.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.